This evening we are blessed with the presence of Reverend Father Sujit Thomas. Sujit Thachan is currently serving as the vicar of St. Paul's Orthodox Church in Albany, New York, and he is also serving as the director of Focus in the Northeast American Diocese. At this time, I invite Thachan to lead us in the devotional message for this evening.
Barakamor, grant us, our Lord, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and forever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one true God, forever. Amen. My dear friends who are listening through this medium, I greet you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is a great honor and privilege to be able to address you this evening, especially as our nation, much of our nation, is facing and recovering from the aftermath of Hurricane. This evening, I would like to continue our meditation on the theme of glorification by thinking of one of the most profound verses in all of Scripture, perhaps the most reflected verse of Scripture, and in fact the most in-depth verse of Scripture. That is the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 1, verse 14. The beginning of St. John's Gospel, we know, is a portion, the prologue is something that is filled with deep meaning. And in it, John 1:14 is perhaps the most meaningful of them all, where the depth of the incarnation is spelled out. The gospel writer says, "And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth." This words, John 1:14, are telling us that the Word became flesh, speaking about the incarnation, to take flesh, that the Logos, which was one with God, in the beginning with God, who through whom all things were made, that this same Logos became flesh, and he lived among us. And then it says something very specifically about what we have seen in this incarnated Logos. What we have seen is that we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. So, where is it that we have seen his glory? In St. John's Gospel, and for our meditation, I think I want to just focus primarily on the Gospel of St. John, because here, the glorification of Christ, the glorification of his disciples, is spelled out in in-depth manner. And I think for our meditation today, I would like to share just two simple ideas. Firstly, that the glory of God is revealed in the crucified Christ. The glory of God is revealed in the crucified Christ. So the gospel writer gives us the testimony that we have seen his glory. And he is able to make this testimony because he has seen that glory in the cross. In the cross is where he has seen that glory. When our Lord was exalted upon the cross and crucified, there the glory of God was revealed to all of creation, and so we have beheld that glory. We know that in the Gospel, chapter 2, at the wedding of Cana, when Jesus' mother asked him to perform or to come of assistance to that wedding feast that had ran out of wine, Jesus says, "My hour has not yet arrived. My hour, my time has not yet come. My time for what? My time for glorification. The hour to be glorified has not yet come. The hour when his glory will be revealed has not yet come, is what our Lord is revealing there, what our Lord is saying there. So, what is the hour of glory, or the hour that Jesus is speaking about? We see in St. John chapter 17, the opening verse of that chapter itself, where Jesus begins his high priestly prayer. He prays, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify him. And then he goes on to say, I have glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work which you gave me to do. I have glorified you by fulfilling the work that you have given me to do. Verse 5, so now, Father, glory me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. The glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is fully revealed upon the cross when we see him crucified. And this is perhaps the paradox of the Christian faith, because we think of the cross as something shameful, something that is a punishment, something that is painful. While it is all of those things, it is also the tool with which God reveals his full glory to us. And we know that in the Old Testament, the glory of God is something very special and specific. The Shekinah dwells with the people of God, with the people of Israel, at particular times, especially during their wilderness journey, and it comes and dwells upon the people, or comes and dwells upon in the congregation in their temple, specifically in the Ark of the Covenant, above the Ark of the Covenant. There is a tradition in the Orthodox Church that glory, that Shekinah, came and dwelt in the cross from the moment of Christ's crucifixion onwards. And that is why, in the Orthodox tradition, we venerate the cross, because in it we see the full glory of God. We see the presence and the glory of God fully revealed. And that glory is something that we know it is in that suffering death of our Lord, that glory is fully revealed. It is in the painful death of our Lord that glory is fully revealed. And so the cross becomes a tool through which the glory is revealed to us. And secondly, we see that the glory of God is manifest when we ourselves take up that cross, when we as his followers, his disciples, when we take up our cross, that is when we begin to manifest that same glory in our own life. Because that glory, it is that the glory that becomes manifest is not ours, but it is the glory of our God who was crucified on the cross. In St. John chapter 15, verse 8, we read like this, My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. By becoming the disciples of Christ, we begin to glorify God the Father, and we begin to bring glory to him. And what does it mean to be a disciple, an acolyte, one who follows Christ, one who follows him even to the point of death upon a cross, one who takes up the cross daily and follow him, that is the one who is his disciples. That is what we are called to do as followers of Jesus, to take up the cross and to follow him. In St. John's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 22, Jesus prays, the glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one. So God has given that same glory to us, but that glory becomes manifest when we take up the cross. And we take up the cross in several manners. When we are struggling with ourselves, struggling with our own passions, we are taking up the cross. When we are engaged in that spiritual battle where we are trying to overcome sin, we are taking up the cross. In our weaknesses, in our sicknesses, in our infirmities, in all these kinds of difficulties, we are taking up the cross. And it is in that moment of weakness, it is in that moment of pain, moment of suffering in our own life, where the glory of God is manifest. When we are down on our knees, when we have nothing else to rely on, when there is no power in this world that can sustain us, there we turn to God, and there His glory becomes manifest through our life. When our lives are transformed by His presence, by His grace, there the grace of God, the glory of God, becomes visible to the rest of the world. Remember, it is in this gospel that the disciples of Jesus asked him, why was this man born blind? And Jesus said, so that the Father's glory might be made manifest. Because in our weaknesses, in our sicknesses, in our trials and tribulations, it is there that God's glory becomes manifest. And that is why our Lord displays His glory in the crucified Christ, in the cross where He displays this glory. And so for our meditation, I just wanted to share with us that it is in the cross that the glory of God is fully revealed. That the glory of God is revealed in the crucified Christ. So when we look upon a cross, we are seeing the glory of God revealed there. And secondly, this glory is manifest when we ourselves take up that cross, when we follow Him even to the point of death upon the cross. May God Almighty help us so that we might take up the cross and thereby, through our lives, make manifest the glory of God, so that His glory might be made visible to the rest of the world through our weaknesses, through our infirmities, through our struggle with sin, through all that is that God is transforming in our lives. May He make His glory manifest to the rest of the world through all of us. May God Almighty bless every single one of us, and I thank you all for having listened to me very patiently, and I thank all the organizers of this for this opportunity to share the message of God with you. Thank you, and God bless. Let us pray. Barakamore, unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory. Thanks and blessings for His living words unto us, unto His Father who sent Him for our salvation, and to His living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.